culture, Congress. Man, do we got a full show. A lot of things to talk about today. Yes, we do. First, I want to welcome my co-host and the very funny and talented Mr. Tarik Lewis. Tarik, how are you doing today, sir?
What's up, y'all?
How you doing?
Feeling good.
Good, man. Good. Man, so lots of stuff going on and lots of rumor. The rumor mill is churning about the MCU, about Spider-Man. DC stuff, it's getting wild out there. It's getting crazy. Are you ready for today's discussion?
Everybody just needs to calm down.
Let's just talk about the possibilities, right?
Everybody just got to take a step back, man. Let them people write those scripts.
That's what I say. I say I don't like to talk about rumors until like they say, oh, you know, somebody maybe alludes. There's a little more official word to it, mm-hmm. you know. But I do have the privilege of being included in this particular Facebook group, kind of.
Okay, tell us about
where this gentleman by the name of Mikey Sutton, apparently he is a very famous, I wanted to say whistleblower, but not a whistleblower. He's more of like a insider.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess he knows or has the inside scoop on anything happening in Marvel, anything happening in DC. I don't know who he knows, but he's connected
okay.
somehow. And he has a very good accuracy about all the stuff he scooped, like, yeah. you know, in his past, apparently. I have not confirmed that, but
his existence
is about, or his stick is to, you know, put out spoilers, you know, or spoilers or actually, you know, scoops, should I say.
But because you can't confirm that.
No.
Then his whole existence is a rumor.
Yeah, it's possible. It could be a fake person, but I don't know, you know.
It could be Kevin
Could be
Feige.
Just like a what is it called, a pen name that you
pseudonym. Yeah,
pseudonym. There you go. Thank you, sir.
It's Kevin Feige with a burner account.
It's quite possible. Quite possible. So, before we get into all that, all right? You got to check out Watchmen, right?
I just finished
watching Watchmen because I was waiting for to start the show. And let's talk about Watchmen, man. Wow, what an interesting take on the future, on everything that happens in Watchmen. Either you watch the movie or you read the comic book, whatever you want. Because pretty much the movie is the comic book.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, it's pretty much they took the comic book and made it a movie, you know? Yeah. And this is pretty much a continuation of that story.
I was a little shocked that they started it, that it's set in modern days.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be set maybe in the 90s or something like that, not too long after the... whatever took place in Watchmen. I think whatever took place in Watchmen took place in the 80s. But yeah, I was shocked to see that it's set in 2019. I was drawn in by the initial scene of the flashback to the Oklahoma.
I saw that and I was like, wait a second. Where did I hear about that before? And I Googled it and I was like, oh man, that was a real American event that happened.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to get into right now because I don't want to get too political, but that was a pretty disturbing...
But the black delegation
I'm sure you're well aware of
black
it.
Black delegation.
But I just learned that was a real event.
The black delegation
and I think
is
that's
proud,
really sad. I think,
proud of the makers of Watchmen for acknowledging this tragic event that happened.
After I learned about it, I'm very proud that I know about it, and a lot of people need to Google what happened.
Google Black Wall Street.
There you go. Google Black Wall Street, and no matter what race you are, just Google it and you'll be happy you did that you know this now. But anyway, besides the point, besides getting too political, let's get into more of the show, right? So what do you rate it? Are you in? Are you out?
I'm in. I don't think there's enough to rate.
Yeah.
I'm in. You know, they got a lot to explain, which is the purpose of a first episode.
So I'm like, are all these superpower people still around? Like the ones that were left? You know what I mean? Like there was a bunch of like little like... Easter egg, should I say.
Yeah,
you know?
We can see that, like, good thing about Watchmen is that none of the people were actually superpowered except for the one guy.
Right.
Everyone else was just a fighter.
Well, you know, there's Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only one that
and
has
then
superpowers.
The other Night Owl, right?
Yeah, he had no superpowers.
No, he was just like a Batman kind
of. Yeah. None of the characters from the original Watchmen had superpowers except for Dr. Manhattan.
Right.
So anybody could really be.
Well, wasn't Vel kind of like a Superman kind of character?
No.
No? I don't remember why he was like super, like Rorschach wouldn't be able to defeat him if he had a shot.
No, you know? They were all just fighters.
Yeah. Okay.
The only one with powers was Dr. Manhattan.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
So, you know, these people can be around or they can have replacements. And so they created a very interesting world where the police are.
Are we going to spoil it?
No. I mean, this is just a... No, I'm not spoiling it.
No, we're not going to spoil it. Leave it.
It's just a setup. Like, the police are wearing masks.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. It's in the trailer anyway.
Yeah, the police officers are wearing masks. And, you know, they don't reveal their identities anymore. I guess it's too dangerous. We'll find out why they don't reveal their identities. And, you know, there's definitely some odes to the previous characters. I believe the older English gentleman, Jeremy Irons' character, is Ozymandias. I think
you think
that's,
so?
Yeah, he's actually the person.
The Velt character, right?
Veet, yeah.
Yeah, the Velt.
Yeah, Veet.
Veet.
Yeah, just sorry. Don't disrespect that man. It's Ozymandias.
Because I remember reading it and thinking Velt. And the movie, it was Veet.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's very it's actually pretty confusing.
It's like, so what happened? And it's like, you know, I guess so, you know, it's to draw you in, you know, there was a bunch of like a little night owl, little Easter egg in there.
Yeah.
If you noticed it, you didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm in, you know, we'll check it out.
I mean, they did a good job of making me curious about what's going to happen.
I think usually by episode three, it's either going to disengage or take off.
Yeah, you make those decisions. Yeah,
I'm an
episode three person. Yeah, but right now it looks like it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it looks awesome, man. Did you check out any movies this weekend?
I didn't. What did I see? I checked out Lights Out, which is a horror film.
How was it?
It was really good. It was really good.
Yeah,
the director is the director of Shazam.
Oh, okay.
So Lights Out.
So he did a so he completely changed genres there.
Yeah. So Lights Out was his very first film.
Yeah.
And he's based off of a short he did with his wife. Back in Sweden.
Interesting.
And he was able to pitch it and get this full-fledged movie made. And it was actually really pretty scary. Pretty scary, pretty solid film.
Wow.
So that I checked that out this weekend.
Dope.
Yeah.
So go check that out if you like the horror movies,
like
right?
Horror movies, yes.
Yeah. Well, anything else?
What else did I see? I can't recall seeing anything else in this our wheelhouse.
Just digging in your past there.
Yeah.
your weekend.
I did get a further review. I had a friend who I've been pressuring to watch Dark Phoenix.
Really?
And he finally watched it this weekend.
What was his verdict?
And he liked it. He thought the critics were crazy.
Really?
Yep. He thought the critics
were
crazy.
I like watching what's-her-name walk around for most of the movie.
Yeah. He thought the critics were
crazy. I could watch her walk around all day, you know?
Who's this?
I forget her name now.
Sophie Turner.
Yeah, Sophie Turner. There you go.
I guess she's old enough for you to say that now.
Yes.
If you would have said that during her early Game of Thrones days, I would have had to.
Yeah, no.
The thoughts of Speedy are not the thoughts of a woman now. Yeah. Well, let me go ahead and say it. The thoughts of Speedy Jr. are not the thoughts of the entire Geek Culture Congress.
But anyway, so he enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it, and really his wife enjoyed it even more. His wife said it's an A-plus movie.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow, man.
I don't know if you have this on your slate, but read that Maleficent.
Yes.
And Gemini Man are both set pace to lose money.
Oh, yeah, I do have that. I actually was going to talk about Gemini Man, which you went to go check out the review, the preview, the media preview, and we reviewed it, and you liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a decent movie.
Yes.
So I guess it wasn't decent enough to make some money because it's not boding well as far as box office.
Well, I think
returns.
When you hear Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola really criticizing the Marvel movies, I don't completely agree with them. Clearly, I'm going to go see them, but I think they have some points.
It's
like if it's not part of some big universe, now people don't want to go see it, and I think that's a problem. This is why I wasn't mad that Spider-Man was going to be separate.
Well, Joker technically is not
Joker, but Joker's winning.
Joker's winning some.
Joker's didn't have $100 million, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not one of those films with very, very big budget because it's an action film or special effects.
I think what it really boils down to is just it's got to be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I disagree. Well,
you know?
I've heard raving reviews from people who've seen Maleficent that it was good. I like Gemini Man.
I did.
Everyone who went to go see it seemed to like it yet. But I know people who just say, I'm not going to go see it.
Maybe it's the hype machine, man. If it's not no hype machine, I mean, it's like, look at the Transformers movies, you know?
Yeah.
They made money, but they are horrible.
They're horrible, and they're going to keep making them.
85% of them are horrible, you know?
They're going to do a version of Transformers. It's going to be a blend of Transformers and Kindergarten Cop.
Until they stop making money. That's what's going to happen, That's what I learned about working in media is they're going to keep doing it until it stops making money.
Absolutely.
You know? And then when it stops making money, they're going to reboot it and rehash it, reserve it back to you, and see what happens. Yeah.
Give these movies a chance. Give Maleficent and Gemini Man a chance.
Help Will Smith, you know?
Some movies pretty good. Come on.
He could have been in one of these Marvel movies, I'm sure.
Oh, right? My God, I would have hated it.
Yeah.
But no, I like him where he is.
He could have taken that easy money.
Yeah, please don't.
Come on, he's trying to do something, you know, for the culture.
Yeah, please don't show up in Black Panther 4 as, like, you know, Black Dog or something like that. I don't want to see that.
So I did check out a movie this weekend.
What's that?
Zombieland Double Tap.
You did see Double Tap. I did see Double Tap. I want to see this movie.
Did you see it?
I saw the original. I want to see the sequel. Okay. So, what did you think? Here we go.
You know,
I guess you wanted more Iron Man.
No. I appreciate what I appreciate about Zombieland, the first movie, is, although it's, of course, it's a comedy, too, at the same time as it's, you know, a zombie-killing movie, you know, and it's also a discussion about somebody being alone, you know?
Gotcha.
Being alone and more like, you know, should you look out for help or for family, you know, or for connections with people, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what it starts off with. The main character is he's alone and he's got all these rules and don't trust nobody.
Yeah.
You know, double tap.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, you know? And yeah, some of his rules are founded, you know, to be, that's the way you need to operate in the zombie land.
Yeah.
But, you know, he opened up his heart, you know, to his friend.
Yeah.
You know, to, forget his name. What is his name now? It's Tallahassee?
Tallahassee. Yeah, they're all
Tallahassee
after,
and the
cities.
He falls in love with the female that he meets. And then they find the little kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's an interesting story. So this is kind of like part two. And it's continuation of that about staying together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Keeping the family together is what this one's kind of about.
Okay, so
under the pretense of Zombieland, you know.
So what did you think?
I don't know, maybe it was okay. I don't know if that you know, keeping the family together.
Mm-hmm.
The movie felt like they were trying to be more comedy than the undertone of the first one. You know what I mean? But I guess it's a comedy, too. You know what I mean?
It's clearly a comedy.
But I don't know. Maybe because I'm used to it already.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find a lot of the zombie stuff funny anymore.
You're not shocked by it?
I wasn't shocked by it anymore. Yeah. You know?
So you can only shoot Bill Murray once.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had a little throw to Bill Murray at the end. So,
okay.
So you got to stay after the credits to see, to get it. Yeah, so it's nothing to do with the plot of the movie. It's just something extra.
A little fun thing,
yeah. It was actually pretty cool.
So, if you're a fan of Zombieland,
I think you'll enjoy it. You might get disappointed because I don't know if it's the same, has the same, you know, oomph as the first one did. You know, it's a little bit of a sequel, has a little sequel, what they call it? You know, when the sequels are not as good as the first one?
A sequel slump.
Sequel slump, yeah. It has a little slump in it.
Did Speedy,
to me.
Can people see what you just did with your fingers just now?
Yes, they can. See?
That's unacceptable. That is unacceptable.
I'm gonna make it a meme now. But yeah, it was decent. It was a good time at the movies, of course.
Okay,
you know, but I like a 3.5 definitely out of 5.
3.5 out of 5. Okay.
Yeah, just because I did.
That's solid.
There was some parts that made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
So it was definitely as a comedy, it was very good. I don't know how. Maybe I was expecting more. I don't know.
That's solid. 3.5 out of 5 is pretty solid.
Maybe I was expecting more. I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah,
but take it for what it is. Without me spoiling it for anybody.
Yeah. So
you're going to check it out?
We might want to change subjects because we know you're on your verge.
I leave everybody and says, I don't want to spoil everything for, you know, hit. I want to wait to Joey because, you know, this is one of his favorite topics, you know?
What's that?
We talk about MCU, Spider-Man, stuff like that. See if he makes it. So let's talk about the bane of my existence right now, which is Titans.
Yeah, no one told you to commit to that. No one told you to do that, Joey.
So the latest episode is titled Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much just a whole hour of Robin having a mental breakdown.
What?
So, yeah, he's having a psychosis mental breakdown.
Okay.
So it's free. It's a spoiler. Spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen, okay? So if you haven't seen DC Titans yet and you're into that, here's your warning. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Because I know you're not going to see it.
No.
So you're not. Yeah, so. I guess the episode before, you learned that Deathstroke murdered Aqualad.
Okay.
And that's why the original Titans team broke up.
Right.
But what you don't learn is how Robin got revenge on Deathstroke. Okay. Apparently, he did something very bad to Deathstroke's family.
Got you.
So the whole episode is just him really hunting Deathstroke because he doesn't want to get the other Titans involved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's doing his detective thing, you know, hunting down his connections and, you know, his, you know, going through the underworld of, I guess they're in California or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much just that, just him having a discussion with Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is like his little, you know,
conscious.
Yeah. So everywhere he goes, Bruce Wayne's coming out and messing with him, you know, and talking to him and stuff like that. There's an actual part where the actor that plays Bruce Wayne, he's doing the Batman 69 dances, Bruce Wayne, on stage,
okay.
Going like that and stuff like that. That was a little homage to that Batman. And it's just like, it's just drag. It's just like there's some plot movement because I guess they introduced Superboy.
Right.
The clone version of Superboy, one from The Death of Superman.
Yeah.
So there's a little plot movement of that. He got shot by some kryptonite, and Starfire saved him by sunning up, you know?
Yeah.
Give him some sun charge, you know, little things like that. But other than that, it's just drag. And I was like, oh, man, couldn't we just get to some movement and add it, you know? It was bad. And it was interesting, should I say. But now I'm stuck. Because now I got to know what happens next. So now this is the bane of my existence.
Yeah, this is we call this True Blood Syndrome.
Yes.
Like, I've already committed.
Committed already, so.
Yeah, I warned you, Speedy.
Yes, you did.
You did. I warned you. You doubled down on it. So you're not, you put out this hand.
Yeah.
Let me know when Nightwing shows up. Is he Nightwing yet?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I guess he had to solve the psychic trauma that he had there. Psychosis.
I'm good on that.
Yeah. It's almost there. He's almost there, should I say.
Yeah.
Did you see the brand new Bloodshot trailer that's available now?
Bloodshot trailer?
Bloodshot, yes. There's a comic book that came out a long time ago on the Valiant Comics side. It was a character called Bloodshot.
Pretty famous. Yeah.
You know, you might have not have seen it, but pretty much he's an assassin. You know, he was a soldier that died. This organization grabbed him and made him the perfect assassin. Every time he can heal, he heals right back up like one of those Terminators, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
That's probably the original, probably where they got that from. Probably where Terminator got that from.
I don't know. Probably, I want to say Terminator probably came before.
I don't know. Bloodshot's pretty old. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But it's interesting. It was more, the trailer looks pretty interesting. I recommend you check it out.
Okay.
If you like Vin Diesel stuff, Vin Diesel's going to be.
Oh, okay, y'all. I've heard about this trailer coming out. I have not seen the trailer.
Yeah, so it's out already.
Yeah.
It was out already.
Heard about the trailer coming out.
Yeah, and the man that we've been waiting for, Mr. Joy franchise, because.
I had a higher engagement. We had a YBN Corday, who's actually a very avid video gamer.
Oh, yeah?
Along with his YBN crew, Namir and Almighty J. So he was just here doing some stuff with Wild 94.1. So.
Cool.
Got some pizza out of it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to talk some movies and all that.
Trying to keep you guys in the same frame here. So stay close to Tarek. There you go.
Get a little close.
Because now we on web TV.
All right.
So we were talking about the Bloodshot trailer. Did you check it out?
I did not see the Bloodshot trailer.
It's pretty dope.
I did see a clip of it on the Instagram when they were promoting it.
Yeah, it looked interesting. Looked pretty good. I'm interested in it for see how it will go, you know? I definitely will check it out.
Is this going to be a show or a...
It's a movie.
A movie.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a movie, yeah. movie.
I ain't no.
And the actual creators of Bloodshot are really like they're super excited about it.
Okay.
And apparently the creators that originally created that, I forget their name right now and have to look them up, but apparently they like write scripts also for they've written scripts for shows and stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. they're in this. They did this character a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they went into the business of writing scripts for shows, like in, you know, like script writers, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
So they're like super excited, like they're finally their character's getting a movie, you know, and Vin Diesel starring it.
Yeah,
know
it's also really nice to see Vin Diesel not play Dominic Toretto.
I was gonna say I haven't seen him. Yeah.
He's got that Dominic Toretto though feel though when he's you know still you know it's hard for him to escape that swag of that character, you know?
He'll always be Dominic Toretto.
Yeah.
But true. I remember at one point it was like difficult. He was just Riddick.
Yeah. Yeah. He was just, it's kind of like a Riddick-Dominic Toretto
for a long time.
Combination, Riddick. This character, you know?
He had to, like, that really stuck with him for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it was hard for him to, like, kind of play other roles. Like, yo, it's Dominic Toretto or Riddick, whoever you want to choose. But now he's, like, Groot and a bunch of other stuff. So.
Yeah.
He's diversified. Groot. I always
he's diversified that. Himself.
Before we get into...
I wonder how much he got paid to just say Groot. Like 18 times.
Yeah, man. He probably got. Who knows? I think he did the motion capture.
Did
for
he?
The character, yes.
Not the baby Groot.
Not Don. I don't know about the baby Groot, but it's quite possible. You know, yeah.
I mean,
Speedy, you just be making up stuff.
Yeah, no, for real. There's pictures of him in the motion capture thing.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the baby Groot. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he did the motion capture for Anta. Okay. I've seen pictures of him with the motion capture thing.
Got full evidence. Anyway, good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So. Batwoman, I've been checking out.
Is it good?
It is.
I'm not a fan of CW stuff, man.
Apparently, Batman in this Arrow universe is gone, obviously. So that this is kind of takes some the origins of this character in the DC comic books. It was a part where Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman were missing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when Batwoman came out. She was like looking for her cousin and couldn't find him and. It's very similar to the story, although in the Arrowverse, he's just missing. He's been gone for a while, so, you know, he's actually like a legend, like an urban legend, you know, by now. He's been gone so long. So, it's interesting. Finally, now this third episode has gotten some steam. You know, she actually has come out with the wig now and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And one of the main antagonists is actually Hush.
Hush, okay. Yeah. Dope.
So apparently, like, the whole Hush battle has already happened because he already knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman, and he thought he was here. He was back.
Yeah.
So he, you know, he made some moves on the city, and she had to intervene and stop it, whatever. Spoiler alert, sorry.
Yeah. See? Told y'all. He's going to eventually spoil something.
it's getting interesting. I see where people could probably still be lost and, like, really not disinterested, you know? I don't see any connections of her stuff to Crisis yet, which is the big crossover is going to happen.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens in the future, you know, in the future. So but it's interesting. Checking it out. You know, you going to catch up for Crisis or what?
Hell no.
He's got to jump on now. Just jump on now. Who cares what happened?
Speedy, you can't say something is interesting after taking that deep breath you took. You think of Batwoman.
I'm watching it.
Okay. Maybe I just need more interesting shows. I don't know. Anyway, so another thing I checked out was a Netflix Seis Manos animated show.
Who?
It's an animated show on Netflix called Seis Manos, Six Hands. Huh. It's a like kung fu anime Mexican story.
Okay.
So just a cliff notes. It's anime, so it's kind of like the anime is really good. It's done by. But there's really, I forgot the company it makes, but it's Viz Media that's putting it out. So, you know, Viz Media does a lot of Japanese stuff.
I can't stand it.
But it's serious. Like, it's, you know, cutting heads off, blood everywhere, stuff like that.
Like what,
you know?
Akira?
Yeah, like it's.
I think
violent.
That was like the only, like the last anime thing. That and Pokemon TV.
it's dope if you're a fan of like Kung Fu movies. And maybe Once Upon a Time in Mexico, you know, kind of got that feel.
Yeah, I rock with those.
Yeah, you know, like some Quentin Tarantino kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got little bit of that, little Kung Fu and Quentin Tarantino kind of, you know, Robert Rodriguez kind of feel. Yeah.
Netflix has actually been getting in their bag lately because they're about to drop The Witcher, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I'm going to check that out. Sure.
Mike Coulter, I believe the gentleman who played Luke Cage, he's one of the voices of one of the characters.
Okay.
Luke Cage
on the TV, on Netflix TV show.
Okay.
The He's Luke one Cage. Of the voices in, the show.
Why did I think of Johnny Cage?
No,
I'm like,
different universe.
I'm like, where is that guy? His name Lyndon Ashby? Yeah,
what is that guy?
Don't ask me how I know that.
Yeah. Why do you know that?
I don't know that. Well, I was a big fan of the first Mortal Kombat. Yeah. So they messed up when they did the Mortal Kombat Annihilation because the CGI was terrible and it was just overall bad. But yeah, Lyndon Ashby was the was Johnny Cage. I don't know what he's done other than Mortal Kombat 1, but...
He's probably done a lot of cons, being Johnny Cage.
So, I would assume. What everybody is waiting for to us to talk about is what we're actually here today. Talking about some brand new leaks. Rumor leaks. This is rumor mill, okay? So,
big rumor. What's your source?
The source is this gentleman who... people included me in this group in Facebook. And the guy said, hey, man, this guy is always, like, scooping stuff. Like, he scooped, like, stuff before they even announced it. He scooped that Spider-Man wasn't going nowhere. He scooped this. He scooped that. He scooped Thanos back before they even came out with Avengers. All this stuff. Like, okay, cool. All
right.
I was like, all right, whatever. That gentleman's name is Mikey Sutton. I don't know if that's, like, a pen name or thing. Or is it a real person? No. It's a Facebook group. The dude's on Facebook.
Oh, it's a Facebook group.
Yeah. All right, so.
It makes it more legit.
Yeah, and you can't even add yourself to this group. It's like a super secret group that I got invited to. Okay. So
super secret group, bro. Why are you holding out?
You ain't telling about it, right? Yeah. You've been in here for like years.
Yeah. No, secret society.
It's like a secret society of scoopers. So
it's got the Illuminati of comic
so apparently
books
the big
movies.
Scoop. One of the big scoops was before I get to the biggest scoop of all. One of the scoops is that Daredevil will be finally included in the MCU.
Really?
In the upcoming Black Widow 2.
Wow, they're going to really introduce...
So they're going to...
Black Widow 2?
Apparently, yes. So they're going to continue with the Black Widow maybe two or three movies.
Yeah. Are they all going to be...
Prequels, obviously.
Set in the past?
Yeah. And I believe the second one is going to be introducing Daredevil because in the comic book, Daredevil is her partner and lover at one point. So, that is one rumor.
Interesting,
but
it's blowing my mind right now what they're doing with this Black Widow stuff. Because like they're doing the prequel, but yet I saw that both Scarlett Johansson and Tessa Thompson, who plays Valkyrie, they want to do a all female.
Oh yeah.
Movie with all the female heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how are they going to do? And mind you, Scarlett Johansson was vocal in trying to make this happen at the studio. So, and this is all according to Complex. I read this on Complex.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And that blows my mind because I'm like looking at, I'm reading it, and why is Scarlett Johansson talking about a female team up Marvel movie and she's dead? And
I don't know, a lot of prequels.
But
I see a lot of prequels.
Here's my prediction, though.
What is that?
Spoiler alert for Black Widow, I find it very relevant for the Daredevil stuff, especially now that Fox is acquired. So I think Tony Stark, when he snapped his finger, he doesn't see his daughter. He sees Black Widow. And that's the way, that's the transfer of the Soul Stone going back to Vormir. And in return, bam, back Black Widow wakes up in like the lake and she's like on Vormir somewhere.
So I don't know.
Or wakes up somewhere else. Because there are scenes where she's coming out of water. There's some behind the scenes stuff that's already online that she's coming out of water. There's like they're filming, and they're already saying that Tony Stark is set to make an appearance in this movie. I don't know what way, but I'm assuming that's going to be the post credit.
Well, the other spoiler alert, other scoop apparently is that let's see, this has to do with Ryan Reynolds, okay. I don't even know how I want to talk about this.
But wait,
why'd you do that to us?
Yeah. No, hold up. Like, are you talking about
the Deadpool
being tied in with Black Widow?
They want to tie in Deadpool at the end of Black Widow. This Black Widow.
You know how though, right? With the Red Room. They do all these type of crazy surgeries and stuff like that. You remember he went into that room, he was getting that surgery done because he had cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This all has to do with the actual big scoop, which I'm going to tell you at the end, okay?
You just totally crapped on my scoop, man.
So, no, I'm serious, though.
Put that in the trunk, throw that away.
I'm serious, though. But I'm agree with you. Yeah,
I'm agree with you, Joey.
The Deadpool possibility, because he's already been there. He took a big selfie in front of the Marvel Studios
picture. Yeah, so everybody went crazy.
So they were saying that I guess that's quite possible the big scoop for this Black Widow is coming up. At the end credits, we'll have a little Deadpool inclusion. How they're going to do that and make it work as far as the plot concerned, because obviously it's going to be the same Deadpool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he was messing around time traveling with Cable's thing.
Yeah, true.
Good point.
Maybe it ended up in that. Maybe it ties in with the actual.
That's his other superpower. He just breaks the fourth wall and just time goes in between universes.
Well, you know, he does that. He does that in the comic books.
Yeah. Good point.
And we've already hinted through Spider-Man Far From Home that there's a multiverse, even though it was used as a gimmick for Mysterio, but Peter Parker was fascinated and obviously knew enough about it. And not only that, what was the doctor's name in Thor?
Dr. Henry Selvig?
Selvig.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. Like, and you know, remember in Thor, The Dark World, he was kind of piecing everything together?
Yeah.
Like with the universes and 616, Earth 616 and all that stuff like that. So, I mean, it's very possible that that's how Deadpool makes his way into the MCU.
Yeah, they have some precedent.
And he'll make a joke out of it, obviously.
I don't know.
Again, put your toys up, Joey.
I think it's a little premature. We'll see how they do it.
What was your...
Okay, the big scoop.
Okay.
This has already been online for a while already. A bunch of different shows already reported on this. A bunch of different YouTube channels that do similar shows to it, like us. So apparently, of course, we know that Spider-Man is trying to get rebought by Marvel for billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Probably the tune of $4 or $5 billion. Mm-hmm. They are also still in talks to either renegotiate as well, to negotiate further as far as what they're working on, okay?
Okay.
So this has to do with Spider-Man, future of Spider-Man, and the future of the MCU, okay? So they're going to use, possibly, the events of what happens in Doctor Strange to introduce the multiverse and also the multiverse of the Spider-Verse, all right? Okay. The future of Spider-Man will be the inclusion of the Spider-Verse, an inclusion in the Venom-Verse. Somehow, somewhere they cross over, whatever, that's what they're working on. A Sony and Marvel collaboration to make that happen. Also, the multi-universes are supposedly the big bads are going to come. Galactus, we're going to get Doctor Doom, we're going to get Fantastic Four, of course, all that stuff, all the bad guys from the big bads, okay? And it was all going to lead, the multi-universes and the Spider-Verses and everything like that are all going to lead up to Secret Wars. Not the Secret Wars that we grew up.
Right.
Not the one where he gets the suit, you know, and is kind of cheesy, the first Battle World. It's the more recent kind of Secret Wars, the ones that had the Ultimate Universe versus the regular one, where Miles Morales comes from, stuff like that. Where quite possibly where Dr. Doom would be the Thanos kind of big bad guy character this time around, where he defeats the Beyonders and he gets the power to, he creates all these battle worlds, and they're going to include to talk, because of course it's a big story.
Yeah.
You can't just do this all in a movie. So they're going to include using Disney Plus and whatever else they need to use as far as their Hulu or whatever else they have to do different shows, Battle World shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse. And supposedly that there's going to be what they want to do is a Spider-Verse where at the end there's a Spider Battle World, either with full of Spider-Men, where they would be able to possibly bring back Andrew Garfield, Todd Tobey Maguire,
Spider-Man. Well, yeah, I've heard about the Spider-Verse.
All the Spider-Men that they can try and include.
Yeah.
And they will be battling against a battle world full of symbiotes, Venom symbiotes.
Interesting.
Yeah, what kind of nerd wet dream
did this come out of?
I'm just sharing with you the scoop. Will it happen exactly the way that it has been reported? I don't know.
I know Sony, with the success of Spider-Verse, they want to do a live-action one and try to see if they get Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, that sounds like what we all would come up with if we were 16 years old. Didn't understand how business works.
It's like when you took the toys and you combined Ninja Turtles with Spider-Man. Oh, my God.
Well, they already did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Batman. Come on, bro.
That's
money
He-Man
talks,
riding
bro.
Inside of a Transformer. I don't know how it happens. But, I mean, if that is even
apparently
true.
Apparently, the accuracy of this gentleman who did the scoop is very on the money.
I'm not going to dispute his accuracy. I'm just going to ask to see a record of it. Sometimes people say things and they're like, which person's always accurate, and kind of play down the inaccuracies.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this is inaccurate. I'm just saying if it is accurate, I don't like it.
I knew you weren't going to like it because of reasons that we discussed before.
It's like, okay, well, now you got to watch it on Disney Plus. Like, I'm getting Disney Plus.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's happening regardless.
There's no way around it.
Don't make me watch all the Disney Plus shows in order
to marketing,
understand. Bro. Like, I can't. I'm not with that. I don't want to. No. Just make the movies.
Yeah.
Like, make the Black Panther trilogy and the Doctor Strange trilogy. And if you want to cameo somebody every once in a while, that's fine. I don't understand all these Black Widow movies. I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I'm cool with finding out her backstory.
I just hope it doesn't. I hope. Okay, fine. They want to do a second one, I guess. I guess I could do the time in between.
Yeah.
Of the snap that we don't know what she's been doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I guess they could do that, maybe.
Yeah, they could do that.
5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm down for that, but if they go for a three, that's kind of reaching.
You know, when the 5 year span, they were all in different parts of the world,
right?
Yeah.
Because supposedly this is like in between Civil War, I believe this one's based on.
In between Civil War,
Either after or before, I don't know, during.
They need to touch upon. They need to pay off this whole Budapest thing too.
Mm. Yeah, they got to pay off Budapest. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm more interested in seeing Black Widow's origin,
than
seeing what happened in between things.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm more interested in seeing how she got to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And all that than seeing, you know.
Hmm.
And this movie's what, March?
Oh, it's a prequel. I mean, that could quite possibly happen in this movie.
Yeah, well, okay.
At least in the beginning, you know. If it's a, you know, homage to her character, definitely.
Yeah, they got to stop, man.
When is this trailer going to come out for?
I don't know. Right. I don't know. I guess soon, because that's the first
one,
right?
It should be November or December.
I think.
Probably around the start when Star Wars hits the theater. We'll probably Disney likes to, you know.
I think Secret Wars is a pretty safe bet. I think most of us who are following it,
we're pretty spot on.
Can feel like Secret Wars is the next thing coming up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It makes sense. Feel it.
Because I don't know what other big storylines they're going to do.
I don't know.
If they're waiting to introduce X-Men.
No, will
and
it be
that.
Galactus
I think
or
would
Beyonder?
They use? Well, you think they would use? That goes to my other question. You think they'd use the Secret Wars to just include the X-Men and say everything that happened in X-Men happened? All right, and let's move on now.
No, I think they're redoing that story.
Do you think they're redoing it?
Yeah.
Because that would be the. You know, that would be the quick introduction way. You know what I mean?
No, they're going to bleed this for everything it's worth.
Hmm.
Yeah. We might get a Mockingbird movie before it's all
Let's put it this way. Did Disney buy Fox before Dark Phoenix came out?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Disney was behind it. All right, let's put this out.
Dark Phoenix had been shot.
Yeah.
Most of it.
Most of it.
Disney, when the Disney thing went through.
But still, Disney said green light.
Yeah.
At least for the movie theater release.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Remember, because they had to change the ending.
Right.
It was too close to
Captain Marvel, yes. Yeah. So the other question, there was the New Mutants movie, which apparently has been finished as well.
Yeah.
And as I've been green lit. As a matter of fact, I think that's DOA or aborted.
I think they're going to throw it on Hulu.
I think it'll be on an app. Yeah, because they're concerned that the horror film nature of the movie, they're concerned is not going to have a wide enough market.
I think that's where they're going, man. They're going with that Secret Wars, little quick, put it together.
They need to wait. We can wait a year or two without.
Yeah.
I'm cool with Black Widow.
They're definitely going to run with Fantastic Four. Yeah. If they want to do all this, the Secret Wars stuff, they're definitely going to run with Fantastic Four
can wait.
Reboot.
I think the mutants being introduced is going to have a lot to do with Scarlet Witch. And like WandaVision and multiverse.
I agree. Yeah, I think Scarlet.
I've been reading House and Powers of X. Yeah. I'm actually at the end of it. I got the two more issues to read, and it's they still talk about Wanda, you know, when Wanda said no more mutants, all that stuff.
That's still part of the.
That's still part of the like what happened and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a big deal in the far as the new this new rebooted thing of X. You need to read that.
I'm gonna read it.
There's some things that happen in there that you might not like.
I'm gonna absolutely read it. Listen. No offense to anybody, but I was sorry. I got shocked to the core when they made Iceman gay. I didn't see that coming. That was my favorite X-Men. He still is. I'm riding with him.
Through thick and thin.
I'm riding with him, man. They do a lot of crazy things in X-Men.
Yeah.
So I'm there for it.
Let's see what else I got going on. Let's see. Inhumans is going to get a reboot.
Yeah. Let it go. They need to let Inhumans
supposedly
go.
You're with the Vin Diesel that we've been talking about may do Black Bolt.
Well, which... you know, it's kind of hard to do a show where the main character can't speak.
Well, there you go. Vin Diesel, you don't have to hear him speak. And he'll just look menacing and grimacing all the time.
All forgiveness to the Shape of Water film. I enjoyed Shape of Water, but, you know, the main character can't speak.
Yeah.
I think they damaged the Inhumans brand by what they did on S.H.I.E.L.D., on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So they're going to introduce... Do you remember they're doing the Ms. Marvel Disney Plus thing?
Yes.
So they're going to introduce the big arc that was the Inhumans of the S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Inhumans through Ms. Marvel because she's an Inhuman.
Ms. Marvel is an Inhuman?
Yeah, Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan. She's an Inhuman.
Oh, okay. She's an Inhuman.
Yeah, that's
how
she got her powers, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to introduce that whole big arc of what Inhumans are doing now on Earth.
Right.
Through the Ms. Marvel TV show for Disney Plus. Maybe. Apparently.
Speedy, I rumor. Like you like to throw
okay?
it. Listen.
You like I throw my hands up?
I can never fight. I can't tell you anybody I'm never dating. The first thing you'd be like, I heard stuff. That heard that them two
I
were
heard
getting
things.
Really serious.
I heard things.
There's an expert on Tarek. Yes. He's always been right.
Yeah.
And I'm in a special fan group. And all the predictions have come true.
Then I got some DC news, of course. So just hit actually the trades a little while ago, the online rumor mill. Michael Keaton might reprise Bruce Wayne.
For this crossover event or just in general?
For a Batman Beyond movie.
Yeah.
I would be down
to
be with that.
Standalone Batman Beyond movie. Obviously.
So does this tie in with Batman Forever or Batman Realm or just like
I guess
after
it would,
Batman Returns?
I guess if they were to go that route, I guess it would. But apparently...
Because I didn't like that kind of
apparently
movie.
Discussions have been made.
It didn't feel like those... Were they Jerry Bruckheimer? Joel Schumacher.
Yeah. The Joel Schumacher.
Aren't those like...
The worst ones? Yeah.
Well, they are the worst ones. I mean, with the exception... Batman Forever was okay. I just didn't like...
I guess they could just say, okay, Batman Forever happened and then, you know, move on to Batman Beyond.
I think we could throw away Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Yeah, we can just...
We can abort that.
Yeah, dude, they played hockey in the opening scene.
Yeah.
Ice skates in their boots.
I don't think Alicia Silverstone will be hurt by that.
No, probably not.
I'm pretty sure the royalties aren't
spending. She needs the royalties, though, probably. Yeah. Is she doing anything now?
I don't know, but I'm sure the Clueless show, she's probably fine.
Chris O'Donnell is...
is she still on that show? I don't think
TV.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all about it. Batman Beyond with Michael Keaton being Batman.
Quite possibly that
I have to say something, though.
What?
I'm turning the corner on his new Batman film. I'm liking the casting.
Oh, you are?
Okay, have we talked about this yet?
I didn't know you disliked it.
Have we talked about this, though?
I don't know. Well, no, we haven't, so let's talk about it.
Because they just announced the cast last week. Mm-hmm. Or the
Zoe Kravitz, I believe, is going to be Catwoman.
She was in X-Men First Class.
Well, we know Robert is his last name Peterson?
Movie experience. Huh?
Robert Peterson, that's his
Pattinson.
Name? Pattinson.
Pattinson is Batman.
Is Batman, or Bruce Wayne.
And then who's the boy? He's been in a lot of bugged out movies.
Yeah, he's going to be the Riddler. And actually, I shared the news of his casting on our Facebook page, and it's probably my highest, it's the highest shared post that we've ever done on Geek Culture Congress.
Well, Paul Dano is going to be the Riddler. And he was in...
What was that weird movie with Hugh Jackman? Where he's like looking for his daughter.
He was in that. Little creepy movie.
He was a creepy dude.
And he was also in the movie with Daniel Day-Lewis when he was the oil tycoon.
So he could probably do
old
creepy
country?
Then.
I always want to call it Old Country for New Country.
No Country for Old Men.
But it's not that.
So he can probably do creepy, at least a creepy Riddler, huh?
Yeah, he's really good.
And it's not going to be the actual. He's not playing Edward Nygma. I forgot what his original name was in the first. All I know is that Matt Reeves is staying true to the comics. So his name was not Edward Nygma, like in the very beginning.
That's something that came from the show.
Yeah, it was something else.
Hmm. Interesting.
It was Edward something. I forgot what he was in the original comics.
I don't know. Well, people are definitely excited about all the casting. That's except for the original one.
But I like Zoe Kravitz's Catwoman. She was supposed to be Catwoman. She auditioned for Catwoman for Dark Knight Rises, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
But she, I think she was just too young, or I don't know.
Well, they're still looking for, from my understanding, they're still looking for a Penguin.
And Jonah Hill would have been awesome for it.
Jonah Hill would have been
but apparently he declined it.
He too much money, man. Yeah. He got nominated for an Oscar. I mean, did he win it?
He wants that check.
I don't know. Did he win? Did he win for Moneyball?
I don't know, but I think it's once you get nominated.
Yeah, Moneyball, and he had Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're doing Firefly also. They're going to have several villains. Oh, wow.
Firefly's in it?
Yeah.
I hope they're going to stay with the Arkham, like the Arkham games.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's just like his entire rogues gallery is just in one spot, and it's
they said that this is going to be, I don't know if you ever read The Long Halloween, Batman story. They said that this might be inspired by that. Yeah. It's very similar.
All the rogues gallery pulls up on that too.
What's your excitement level for Birds of Prey and the Independence of Harley Quinn?
I'm with that.
I'm with it.
I like the idea.
I like it's rated R. I like how they're highlighting, you know, the best part of Suicide Squad, which was Harley Quinn.
Right.
And I like that she has the hyenas.
Yes.
Now. That's really dope. It's going to be interesting how they're going to play off the Joker and the whole story. If they're going to have, like, Jared Leto or do anything. I don't know if he's pissed because they did the Joker movie without
him. Well,
he's
salty. Allegedly, he is pissed. He is definitely salty.
He wasn't amazing, though.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the modern look. It's I liked his modern look.
His Joker was okay.
It was gangster, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I liked the modern look. I just wasn't a big fan of some of his dialogue.
Right. I wonder if that was a creative thing from the directors and writers who were like, this is how we envision it, and he just did the best he could.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I like the look. I like the idea that he's a straight-up gangster.
Yeah.
Man, it's getting panned. Like, he's considered the worst Joker, poor guy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it sucks. I give him another shot. He just had a bad...
Yeah, I think he had a bad
shot. I think the film was just shot bad.
Yeah.
It was done poorly, and, you know, he acknowledged it, like, even when the movie came out, that he had better scenes.
Yeah.
That never made the cut.
Yeah. Apparently, he forced those scenes on to get... And then the director was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it, and...
Never happened.
Got him.
It's like, yeah, what does this guy know? he just won. He only is an Oscar winner, not right. playing.
What does he know?
What
does he know?
All right.
Stick to your rock band, buddy.
So what else have I got on the slate today? Terminator apparently is getting really good reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a change.
Our Tarek Lewis is going to check out the media preview.
I'll be checking it out, yeah.
Yeah? Is it tomorrow?
It's next week.
Next week, okay. Yeah. So apparently the early reviews are starting to trickle
in. I'm
going to
watch it anyways just because I've never seen was the third one, Rise of the Machines.
Some reviews are saying that this is the just as good or better than T2.
Really? Because T2
is, of course, you know.
Now, the nostalgia for T2 may still have me. You know, I want to say I watched T2 maybe 5 years ago, and it was still good.
Yeah.
Just the way it was shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I felt like it was so ahead of its time. Like, I love the grimy looking, kind of like very dark setting. The way they shot it was really was A1. And it stands the test of time.
We're at maybe like 6 or 7 Terminator films.
Yeah.
And then T3. Took them this long to finally get it right. Maybe.
Was it Salvation after
we'll see.
You got Rise of the Machines, Terminator Salvation, and then Genesis, I want to say, was after.
Yeah. Genesis was really bad.
Yeah,
I didn't see that. Isn't that where Arnold really came back?
The other one, what was the one that, Rise of the Machines was the one in the future?
No, Rise of the Machines was in
the present.
Yeah, that's with the girl.
The
female Terminator, the first female
Terminator. What was the one with the guy who played Batman? I forget his name now.
That's Salvation.
Christian Bale, Salvation. Yeah. That was good. I liked
that. That was okay.
Salvation, I liked.
That was okay.
Because it's like John Connor.
Yeah.
It was in the future. Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it because it was
young dad.
More in the future, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of that, you know? That's why I liked it. But let's see. I hope Terminator is good. Well, we'll find out. Tarek will let us know.
I'll give you an honest opinion. But I like Gemini Man, so maybe I don't. Maybe
Gemini Man was good?
I like Gemini Man.
I still got to go see it.
Maybe my opinion doesn't count.
Gemini Man needs your money. You need to go see it. Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
It needs your $15.
What was it rated? What was the score on like Rotten Tomatoes or something?
I don't know. Let's find out, Mr. Tarek.
You know, I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't either. I think they're paid.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you pay me a nice little bag. I'll say everything nice about you.
Being to some of these media previews, I've run into some people who are Rotten Tomato reviewers, and you know, just talking shop with them, and like after a movie, it's kind of like you think about that movie. What?
Yeah,
I'm like, damn. What did I see? What did I see?
25% tomato meter,
ooh,
84% audience score.
Ah, so that's a split.
It's fan service.
The tomato throwers ruined it. Ruined the money chances. That's what happened.
Yeah,
it was probably a decent movie for regular people. The other people panned it.
Yeah,
and it ruined the weekend, the opening weekend. You know.
Man, I'm glad they don't do stand-up comedy. Yeah. Actually, they do. They actually do review stand-up comedy
shows.
Do
they?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because there's a comedian who has a special out, and it's more of a TED Talk, but it has a great review, and audience panned it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. What else we got? Star Wars.
Are we getting another trailer?
New trailer's coming. I want to say it's coming on Monday Night Football.
Really?
Yes.
Tonight?
Do I want to say tonight? Let's double check. Let's double check. Because
my Patriots are playing.
Yeah. We already know who's going to win that.
My one sore spot.
6-0, baby.
My one sore spot with Joey's this damn team.
Bro.
Who are y'all playing?
I'm playing the Jets. Going 7-0 tonight.
It's not even going to be a reason to watch that.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I just like watching my team win, man.
You just fall asleep to it. Jets don't stand a chance.
Let's see. When will...
And I'm from New York.
Star Wars. So, apparently some people have also watched The Mandalorian as well.
Yeah, I heard
about
some
stuff. And it's also getting some really good reviews.
It looks good. Based off the trailer, yeah.
I'm so hyped for Disney Plus that I'm willing to, like, sit down and watch. Because I'm really not a little... I don't like the external Star Wars stuff outside of... Like, I watched Rogue One. Yeah. That was cool. Like, the solo movie was
Yeah.
But... And, like, I hate extending myself aside from, like, the actual episodes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm really looking forward to this because, like, just the look, the trailer and just the quality. Like, it's not your typical, like, TV stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And so. The cast looks great. It looks savage.
Yeah?
It looks pretty. Like, they're going to, you know.
I like it. I'm down for it. Do you think they're going to release all the episodes at once so you can binge it? Or you think they're going to trigger release it?
They're not doing that.
I wish they would.
They're trigger releasing it?
Yeah. Some places are going away from that so they can get more advertising.
Really?
I would advertise on something you pay for already.
Hmm?
It's going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they're gonna get advertising from it. They'll be
oh, like product placement. Maybe?
Yeah, there'll be a Coke can in the cantina.
Yeah,
more likely. I've heard that other streaming services are going away from letting you binge everything, like Handmaid's Tale, because I think you have like a Netflix and everybody binges everything. And it's like we have to come out with more stuff just to keep you watching.
Right.
And it's,
interesting.
Like Handmaid's, like Hulu.
Definitely DC Universe just trickle releases it.
Hmm? Do they release them all?
Yeah, they trickle release it. That's why.
Yeah, Hulu does that, right? Because I'm watching the Wu-Tang. I'm watching the Wu-Tang series right now.
Yeah, and they trickle that out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Amazon does that or not. Hmm. Not yet, at least.
The Handmaid's Tale, right?
That's Hulu.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. I don't know why.
I mean, Netflix is stuck.
Why did I think it was Amazon?
Netflix can't go back to that. Netflix is stuck. They got to just release it.
They just got to drop that.
Yeah. I binged that Seis Manos thing.
Yeah. People will get so pissed if they
Gal Gadot says the trailer's coming. She released a little cool image.
Good.
1984 looking Wonder Woman image.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That means it's coming real soon then. Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
I'm going to just check it out because it's Gal Gadot.
Sebastian Shaw says his Wakandan arm does all kinds of cool stuff that nobody knows yet.
All right.
In the show.
That's the spinoff I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah. So it is the game today that the trailer's
coming
out. It is
getting. Yep. Oh, good.
Oh, gosh. Jets versus the Patriots.
That'll be at halftime.
It's going to be a massacre. But
it's like I'll be watching the Patriots. Sorry, Jets fans.
Hey, man.
I'll be there watching your slaughter.
I don't know. Listen, not to get too sporty on y'all real quick, but listen, man. You got to understand, we are watching greatness. We're probably never going to see a quarterback like Tom Brady ever again for another decade. So enjoy it. 42 years old, still kicking ass.
Yeah, we've kind of had enough of it.
I'm good.
It's like the seventh Terminator movie. All right.
Will it survive?
Yeah.
Only time will tell. Well, I guess that's up for us here at Geek Culture Congress. Tarek, tell me what's going on with you in your life. What's popping? Where can I check you out at?
Well, it's been a very dark time for me.
Oh, stop.
My therapist says that I have unresolved issues with television shows.
Oh, okay.
And the show itself is not healthy for me. And after Terminator, I'll be taking some time off. Unless there's another free movie in it for me.
There's always free movies in it for you, fortunately. That's where we're at. That's the business.
Yeah.
So they want to follow you where they can follow
you? My name is Tarek at Instagram and also on Twitter.
Awesome. Joey Franchise.
For sure. You can catch me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise and also on your radios, whether it's in the Tampa Bay area or all over the world via Wild 94.1 app.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Free to download, so definitely go check it out. I'm on 7 to midnight. That's that. Catch a vibe.
That's right. You can always catch mine. Right. Follow my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. And follow us, Geek Culture Congress. We are on every platform, podcast platform that I could think of. And if we're not, let me know so I could be on it. Just search Geek Culture Congress. That's three words. Find us on Instagram at Geek Culture Congress altogether. Or you can go to the Facebook page. Just look for us. Search Geek Culture Congress altogether. Or just search in Facebook for Geek Culture Congress and you'll find our like page. Okay. And thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate everybody who stayed with us throughout the whole show here on Checkpoint XP. Shouts out to all y'all. Appreciate you guys so much. And we'll be back always with breaking news and geekdom, geek land. Everything that's cool about comic books, sci-fi, Marvel, DC, you name it. We talk about it here. Geek Culture Congress. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a good one. See you on the other side. Tarek will be bringing us a review of Terminator.
I'll be fair.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.